This morning on WCHL, will Chapel Hill have to move another vote on another redevelopment plan with time ticking away and questions still unanswered?
There are two more issues that we brought to the table with some concern, and I recognize we've run out of time, but they're important issues to us that we need to address.
Parking overnight on the UNC campus is about to get pricey. How has the scandal at the university affected its image?
These poll results sort of indicate that most people aren't actually following this very closely.
And the teacher accused of sexual abuse at a local school decades ago has now taken his own life. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, Carborough wins another Wells Fargo Cup. Plus, UNC's field hockey prowess continues to show on a national level. And
the World Cup turns on the world in a magical way.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL. We have 73 degrees already starting to warm up a bit. Our high today about 95 degrees. Mostly sunshine, but a chance of a shower and a thunderstorm later on in the day. We could get near a record high. Nearly 20 people were arrested outside the doors of the state Senate chamber at the North Carolina General Assembly yesterday, 2 days after a judge struck down building rules regarding demonstrations. Hundreds of protesters streamed into the second and third floor rotunda of the legislative building on Monday, taking full advantage of a ruling in Wake County Superior Court regarding rules enacted this year. The group celebrated the court decision with loud singing, chanting, and shouting just before the Senate met. The arrest during the weekly Moral Monday rally focused on collective bargaining and raising the minimum wage. One protester who was arrested said she hopes state senators hear voices like hers, who have to struggle to make ends meet as a single mom working at a fast food restaurant. The Chapel Hill Town Council is struggling to resolve last-minute questions about the Glen Lennox redevelopment plan, 1 week before the council is scheduled to vote on a 20-year agreement with the developer. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Months of negotiation on the Glen Lennox development agreement came down to the wire last night as the Chapel Hill Town Council rushed to conclude a 4.5-hour meeting before accidentally triggering the automatic alarms at the Southern Human Services Center. Here's Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt.
There being no other business before the council, this public hearing night is adjourned. Get out of the room, please, as quickly as possible.
As the clock ticked towards midnight, Mayor Kleinschmidt sped the council through a series of straw polls to dispatch the lingering points of contention between town staff and Glen Lennox owner Grubb Properties. Much of the discussion focused on whether the developer should be required to provide bike lane improvements along Highway 54, but Clay Grubb argued no amount of lane striping would help.
Last thing we want is kids to think that they can ride in front of the shopping center and down under the bridge. I don't care what hour it is. You know, I mean, it's a very, very dangerous street.
The council also considered, and then abandoned, the idea of asking the developer to extend the Meadowmont bike path from Burning Tree Drive to the eastern edge of the Glen Lennox property. Councilmember George Cianciolo said he believes that's the town's responsibility.
We're also talking about a developer who has been working for a couple years now in a very collaborative basis with the town, and I think we need to think very carefully about not trying to extract too much from this developer.
As town staffers gathered papers in preparation for a hasty exit, Grubb Properties representative Rachel Russell told the council there are still two important matters the developer is looking to settle before signing off on a 20-year plan to redevelop one of Chapel Hill's oldest commercial centers. But there wasn't time.
There are two more issues that we brought to the table with some concern, and I recognize we've run out of time, but they're important issues to us that we need to address, and we hope to, if I can, I'll reach out to you this week and explain each of them to you.
You should do that.
The redevelopment project has been in the works since 2004, and town planners and Grubb Properties have been actively engaged in the development agreement process since March of 2013. The Glen Lennox plan would add new roads, new housing, and a greenway to the interior of the 70-acre site, as well as office and retail space along Fordham Boulevard and Raleigh Road. All parties had hoped to have the last few questions answered last night in preparation for the final vote next week. The council will reconsider the Glen Lennox development agreement on Monday. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Last week, WCHL reported that officials at the Carolina Friends School had discovered repeated cases of sexual abuse at the school from 1969 to 1976, as multiple students reported being abused by a former principal and a former teacher during that time. Now, the teacher implicated in that report has taken his own life. Charles William Bill Butcher was 71 years old. He lived in West Jefferson, North Carolina. In a statement, Carolina Friends School Principal Mike Hannis wrote, "In speaking with his niece, who had been unaware of the situation at Carolina Friends School, she asked us to convey her deep sorrow for those who may have been harmed. We know that the effects of child sexual abuse are far-reaching for all involved. Also, we are mindful of Bill's expression of deep remorse and desire to contribute to healing. We are sorry for the loss of opportunity for our community and for him to pursue some measure of restorative justice. We will continue to hold in the light Bill's family and friends and all those affected by the terrible events of 40 years ago." Again, that is a statement from Carolina Friends School Principal Mike Hannis. Funeral arrangements are being handled for the Butcher family by Hampton Funeral Home in Boone. His obituary reads in part, "In the course of his life, Bill helped a great many people, but he also hurt some of the very ones he was helping. To those who have been injured, Bill would have wanted you to know of his deep remorse to his last breath." County commissioners will approve a $200 million budget tonight, one that's expected to come with a 2-cent property tax rate increase. After weeks of back and forth over school funding, commissioners agreed last week to increase the tax rate and spend nearly $1 million with the fund balance reserves to fully fund both the Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools budget requests. The budget also provides employees with a cost of living pay increase and raises the minimum county wage from $10.97 an hour to $12.76 per hour. Commissioners will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. The Carborough Board of Aldermen has a busy agenda at its town hall meeting tonight, and one of the items is a resolution to adopt the $21.3 million budget for fiscal year 2014-2015. As part of that package, there will be a vote to approve bonuses of either $500, $1,000, or $1,500 for town employees based on annual performance reviews. The resolution states that the Board of Aldermen desires to provide all town employees an annual salary at or above the local minimum housing wage. The board will also vote on whether to approve a 2% cost of living salary increase for all full-time and part-time town employees, as well as appointed employees and elected officials. The meeting starts tonight at 7:30 at Town Hall, which is located at 301 West Main Street in Carborough. On Thursday, June 12th, OWASA board adopted a budget plan with no new increases in monthly rates. This is the third year that the Orange Water and Sewer Authority Board has decided to forego any sort of new monthly fees for their services. The monthly fee will continue to be $70.66 for a typical single-family residence, which is around 4,000 gallons of water plus sewer service. Plans for the capital budget include a new water meter system, in addition to renewing 1.8 miles of water pipes and 2.4 miles of sanitary sewers. In the 2015 fiscal year, OWASA plans to continue initiatives to update its long-range water supply and establish plans for energy management, biosolid management, and water conservation. For a summary of rates and any other information on Orange Water and Sewer Authority, visit owasa.org. A night parking policy for UNC students and employees that will take effect in the middle of August has some people at the university questioning its fairness. The new policy ends free night parking on campus. Students, with the exception of freshmen, will soon be required to pay a fee of $10.40. As reported in the Daily Tar Heel, some students are grumbling about that. But the people taking the biggest hit in the pocketbook are nighttime employees of UNC who will be required to pay a pass to buy a pass to park in UNC lots after 5 p.m. The yearly cost is between $227 and $390 based on pay scale. The Daily Tar Heel is reporting that at least one UNC employee, director of the Office of Postdoctoral Affairs, Dr. Sibby Anderson Tompkins, is appealing to the UNC Department of Public Safety to change this new policy. Writing for orangepolitics.org, blogger Aaron Krause argues that the lowest paid employees may simply decide to park in nearby neighborhoods, which would make them targets for crime, as well as angering homeowners on those streets. You can read the new policy along with a night parking map for the university by following links in this story at chapelboro.com. A recent public policy poll is out showing that a lot of people aren't paying very close attention to all the academic fraud investigation and all of that business at the university. That story coming up next on WCHL. 7:16, time now for traffic and weather. And this traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound between I-40 and the Garrett Road intersection. Seeing a bit of a slowdown. Just minor to moderate delays there. 15501 northbound between Estes Drive and Ephesus Church Road as well. And NC-54 eastbound and westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, also seeing some delays. I haven't mentioned it yet this year, but everybody should be wary of and remember that summer construction is going to certainly start picking up again.
Oh, yeah.
Ron, I know you're glad that it won't involve Weaver Dairy Road.
Yes, I am.
The Weaver Dairy Road the completion of that road that takes it out to, what is that cross street there?
Irwin?
Irwin Road, I guess, yeah that past the roundabout that was created. That's just about all finished now. So
yeah.
Weaver Dairy's just about complete. But summer construction will pick up. So if you see those cones going up, just give yourself a little extra time to travel when you do throughout the summer here, because it's going to slow things down just a little bit.
Don't worry. They'll find some other streets to work on to,
I'm sure,
annoy me during the summer.
That's right.
It's always that way.
Well, if you see any problems on the roadways that we're not reporting, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thanks so much for reminder about summertime construction.
Of course.
You put me in a really good mood now.
Well, it always does.
If you need a new watch, battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece that you've been dreaming out for a long time, remember that Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's on Elliott Road in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. 74 degrees, mostly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Our high today about 95. Chance rain is 20%. Now tonight, more of the same, low about 70 degrees. And then tomorrow, even warmer, sunny with the high temperatures in the upper 90s tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear with the low in the low 70s. And then on Thursday, we'll be in the 90s again, about 95, with a slight chance of showers and thundershowers. It's going to be that way for the rest of the week, really. So the hot weather is here. Summertime's not officially here, but it sure does feel like it.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial positions, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL.
WCHL news time is 7:18. A recent public policy poll shows that most North Carolinians hold a favorable view of UNC Chapel Hill, and that most people don't really follow allegations of academic fraud involving athletes. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Director of Raleigh-based public policy polling, Tom Jensen, has perhaps some surprising findings for those of us living inside the UNC bubble.
These poll results sort of indicate that most people aren't actually following this very closely. You ask people what they think about Mary Willingham, who, of course, is so well known to people who are really invested in this story, but statewide, almost 80% of people have never heard of her.
To be exact, according to a recent PPP survey of 877 North Carolina voters, 77% of them are not sure of their opinion of the UNC whistleblower, while 12% have a favorable opinion and 11% have an unfavorable opinion of her. Not only that, but 65% of North Carolina residents are not sure how to rate UNC Chancellor Carol Folt's job performance. Otherwise, 18% approve and 17% disapprove. Meanwhile, UNC retains high approval overall. 27% have a very favorable opinion, while 38% hold a somewhat favorable view. 15% have a somewhat unfavorable opinion, while only 7% feel very unfavorable, and 13% are not sure.
Certainly there are some people who have a lower opinion of it than they did before everything that's happened over the last 2 years, but it still remains overall positive. And there's a feeling, I think, that most of what's happened at UNC is just emblematic of college athletics in general.
In fact, the poll finds that only 8% of respondents said that the recent controversy is something unique to UNC, while 70% said that these kind of things happen at every Division I program.
Among NC State fans, 55% still see UNC favorably. Among Duke fans, 59% still see UNC favorably. Among Wake Forest fans, 73% still see UNC favorably.
Did you catch that? 59% of Duke students still view UNC favorably. The poll was conducted before former UNC basketball player Rashad McCants made recent allegations that he took paper classes at UNC and had work completed for him by tutors, all with the knowledge and blessing of Coach Roy Williams. But Jensen said he doubts that the new accusations would have made much difference.
I don't think that's going to be the straw that broke the camel's back for anybody if they hadn't gotten there already.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A 2016 hopeful for governor and a North Carolina Democratic Party caucus are unhappy with comments made by the party chairman. They say favored potential gubernatorial candidate Attorney General Roy Cooper. Ken Spaulding of the party's African American caucus had written Chairman Randy Voller complaining he referred to Cooper as, quoting here, the next governor when Cooper spoke June 7th at the party's Jefferson Jackson dinner. Spaulding is a Durham attorney who was black and announced his bid for governor last summer. Cooper says he's planning a gubernatorial run but hasn't officially announced that he's in. Voller said on Monday his comments were a mistake and a slip of the tongue and shouldn't be considered an endorsement. He says he wants a constructive dialogue in the 2016 race but is now focused on electing Democrats this year. A bill heading to Governor Pat McCrory's desk attempts to make clear how public school students and staff can express religious beliefs. The Senate gave final legislative approval on Monday in a 48-1 vote to the measure explaining how schools should comply with federal law and guidance on constitutionally protected prayer. The measure says students may share religious views and distribute religious literature with reasonable restrictions. It says they can pray silently or aloud to the same extent students meditate or speak on non-religious matters. The bill also says school personnel and coaches involved in extracurricular activities may adopt a respectful posture during voluntary student-led prayer. The bill was prompted after a McDowell County student was told to remove a reference to God in a poem for a Veterans Day observance. WCHL News Time is 7:23. Time now for championship sports, and what a day it was yesterday. After 90 brutal minutes of end-to-end action, the Americans emerged a 2-1 winner over to Ghana at the World Cup competition in Brazil. It was a real grind, but a wonderful win. U.S. fans were screaming for revenge on Monday after the Black Stars eliminated the Americans from the last two cups, and they got it at a price. Clint Dempsey scored a shocking goal a half minute in. Here's the call on ESPN.
Dempsey. Great stop here.
But the U.S. couldn't make it stand up. Andre Ayew tied the score in the 82nd minute after a brilliant backheel pass from Asamoah Gyan, who had eliminated the U.S. 4 years ago. And then, just 4 minutes later, 21-year-old John Brooks rose to head in Graham Zusi's corner kick from 8 yards, the first substitute to ever score for the United States in 30 World Cup games over 84 years. Now the U.S. squad is in good position in Group G, where Germany opened with a 4-0 rout of Cristiano Ronaldo and Portugal. Carolina women's field hockey will again be taking center stage this week at the U.S. Field Hockey Women's National Championship as a handful of Tar Heels will be in action in Pennsylvania. 8 teams drafted athletes from across the country to compete for the 2014 title. The championship will be contested on Saturday. The Women's National Championship provides an opportunity for talented players to showcase their skills in hopes of landing a spot on the U.S. Women's National Squad. Christy Bernatchez, Emma Bozek, Casey DiNardo, Abby Fry, Shannon Johnson, Lauren Moyer and Julia Young will represent UNC at the event all week. Carolina Associate Head Coach Grant Fulton will serve as a coach for the USA Red Team. In addition, the Under-21 Championship will take place in Pennsylvania this week. And again, Tar Heels will be prominently featured. Incoming freshman Gab Major and Charlotte Vaziri will take the field. And in the upcoming college basketball season, defending national champion Connecticut will face Duke at the Izod Center, a building that's been very kind to the Blue Devils over the year. The game will be played December 18th. It'll be the 10th meeting between the schools, with Duke leading 5-4, although the Huskies have won 4 out of the last 5. Blue Devils are 20-1 all time and unbeaten in 10 NCAA tournament games at the Meadowlands. UConn is 12-8. And Carrboro High School has won the Wells Fargo Cup for the third consecutive year. North Carolina High School Athletic Association released the final results late Monday. Carrboro finished nearly 170 points ahead of the second-place finisher, the North Carolina School of Science and Math, in Durham. The Jaguars had an impressive spring to secure their third consecutive cup. Carborough, with playoff points in six different sports, won the 2A men's dual team tennis title, was second in the women's outdoor track and field championships, and then picked up points as the top 2A finisher in women's lacrosse and tied for the top spot with two others in men's lacrosse. Chapel Hill won the 3A Big 8 Conference Cup but finished third in the final standings in the division. East Chapel Hill won the 4A Pac-6 Conference Cup but missed the top 15 in the final standings. The Wells Fargo Cup is sponsored by Wells Fargo and the North Carolina High School Athletic Association. The award recognizes the high schools that achieved the best overall interscholastic athletic performance within each of the state's four competitive classifications. The Cup program is now in its 35th year. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Now let's get back to soccer with Art Chansky on WCHL.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The World Cup turns on the world in a magical way. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. College soccer is fun and Major League Soccer is growing, but this is not a soccer country until, of course, the World Cup starts. Chapel Hill, like other towns and cities across America, turned out in droves Monday night to watch the USA's opening game against old nemesis Ghana. The bars were packed, from soccer aficionados to sorority girls. A big party to watch a game that many sports fans don't like, and some of them don't even understand. Count me among them. I don't know a red card from a yellow flag, but in the most basic sense, soccer is a lot like basketball. Put the dadgum ball in the net. And when America's Clint Dempsey scored on a nifty crossover move 30 seconds into the match, soccer was suddenly America's game. Who cares that the Yanks were outplayed from that point on and Ghana pelted our end with 17 shots in the second half before the Black Stars finally tied the score? I was watching in a screaming Hickory Tavern when Larry Fedora walked in with two of his daughters, intending to take them out for quiet dinner at one of his favorite places. He had no earthly idea the World Cup was even going on. That's how much tunnel vision college football coaches have. But he sat down and grew mesmerized with the action showing on more than 50 HD TV screens. After John Brooks headed in a corner kick in the improbable 86th minute, the country erupted, and I wondered, why do we love World Cup soccer so much, but are rather blasé about the sport otherwise? Not enough scoring? I asked Fedora. Maybe, he said, but maybe we score too much in football and basketball and everyone takes it for granted. Then the game ended and the sound system cranked up Springsteen's Born in the USA, and you would have thought that we had just won World War IV. The red, white, and blue party went on for hours. Is it the painted faces in a faraway land jumping in unison and cheering for almost 2 hours over maybe three goals? LeBron James gets that in 30 seconds, and Fedora's teams go for 60 points every Saturday. Hockey and soccer both have had a hard time catching on here, but no one can forget the miracle on ice at Lake Placid or Brandi Chastain's winning PK after about 3 hours of scoreless soccer at the Rose Bowl. Why? It must be that mix of patriotism and passion. Bring on Portugal Sunday. Even the local football coach may be tuning in. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Don't miss your chance to take part in the Summer Sizzle Camp hosted by Orange County's Extension Service Office. Space is limited, so reserve your space today before the camp fills up. We're accepting rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Activities are from June 23rd through July 25th. Again, space is limited, so register today. For more information and to register, please call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carborough since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Wine and Design of Chapel Hill, Durham. It's half off, $35 for evening painting class vouchers, available today until midnight for $17. Wine and Design, located at Carmel Mall in Carborough, provides everything you need for a fun night out. Just bring a beverage of choice and your creativity. You follow along with a local artist who will teach you how to paint your chosen art piece. At the end of the night, you go home with your handmade masterpiece and lots of great memories to share. It's your last chance, so gather your friends and get your art buzz on.
Well, good morning. It is 7:30 at WCHL. We have 74 degrees right now. Already warm out there. It's going to be hot later on. High today about 95. Mostly sunshine, but a chance of a shower and a thunderstorm this afternoon as usual. Our record high temperature for this date at Raleigh-Durham International Airport is 97. We might get there. Our projected high, 95. Warmer tomorrow with a high in the upper 90s.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Dave Barrett.
Oh, my God.
Two tornadoes smacked the town of Pilger, Nebraska, population 350.
I've been telling people for many, many years, I've never seen a tornado at all in my life, and I grew up in northeast Nebraska. It wasn't a wish, but I got to see some today I wished I never would have seen.
And this woman was in the middle of it.
It sounded like a train. It was crazy with the windows busting in when we were in the basement. And then walking out and seeing everything demolished, it was completely insane. Just a shocker.
Two deaths and 19 injuries reported from this storm system. And some of those injuries are listed as critical. KMTV reporter Justin Pizzera.
Police have this whole area blocked off. They plan to let the residents back in later this morning. They will be escorted in by law enforcement.
Some officials estimate that 75% of that town is damaged or destroyed in northeastern Nebraska, roughly 100 miles from Omaha. The National Guard will be out today to help in the recovery. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732 at WCHL, 74 degrees in Chapel Hill. Another really hot day. I'm Ryan Stutz. Nearly 20 people were arrested outside the doors of the state Senate chamber late yesterday at the North Carolina General Assembly, 2 days after a judge struck down building rules regarding demonstrations. Hundreds of protesters streamed into the second and third floor rotunda of the legislative building on Monday, taking full advantage of a ruling in Wake County Superior Court regarding rules enacted this year. The group celebrated the court decision with loud singing, chanting, and shouting just before the Senate met. The arrest during the weekly Moral Monday rally focused on collective bargaining and raising the minimum wage. One protester who was arrested said she hopes state senators hear voices like hers who have to struggle to make ends meet as a single mom working in a fast food restaurant. A Chapel Hill Town Council is doing some struggling of its own to resolve last-minute questions about the Glen Lennox redevelopment plan, 1 week before the council is scheduled to vote on a 20-year agreement with the developer. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Months of negotiation on the Glen Lennox development agreement came down to the wire last night as the Chapel Hill Town Council rushed to conclude a 4.5-hour meeting before accidentally triggering the automatic alarms at the Southern Human Services Center. Here's Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt.
There being no other business before the council, this public hearing night is adjourned. Get out of the room, please, as quickly as possible.
As the clock ticked towards midnight, Mayor Kleinschmidt sped the council through a series of straw polls to dispatch the lingering points of contention between town staff and Glen Lennox owner Grub Properties. Much of the discussion focused on whether the developer should be required to provide bike lane improvements along Highway 54, but Clay Grub argued no amount of lane striping would help.
Last thing we want is kids to think that they can ride in front of the shopping center and down under the bridge. I don't care what hour it is. You know, I mean, it's a very, very dangerous street.
The council also considered, and then abandoned, the idea of asking the developer to extend the Meadowmont bike path from Burning Tree Drive to the eastern edge of the Glen Lennox property. Councilmember George Cianciolo said he believes that's the town's responsibility.
We're also talking about a developer who has been working for a couple years now in a very collaborative basis with the town, and I think we need to think very carefully about not trying to extract too much from this developer.
As town staffers gathered papers in preparation for a hasty exit, Grub Properties representative Rachel Russell told the council there are still two important matters the developer is looking to settle before signing off on a 20-year plan to redevelop one of Chapel Hill's oldest commercial centers. But there wasn't time.
There are two more issues that we brought to the table with some concern, and I recognize we've run out of time, but they're important issues to us that we need to address, and we hope to, if I can, I'll reach out to you this week and explain each of them to you.
You should do that.
The redevelopment project has been in the works since 2004, and town planners and Grub Properties have been actively engaged in the development agreement process since March of 2013. The Glen Lennox plan would add new roads, new housing, and a greenway to the interior of the 70-acre site, as well as office and retail space along Fordham Boulevard and Raleigh Road. All parties had hoped to have the last few questions answered last night in preparation for the final vote next week. The council will reconsider the Glen Lennox development agreement on Monday. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Last week, WCHL reported that officials at the Carolina Friends School had discovered repeated cases of sexual abuse at the school from 1969 to 1976, as multiple students reported being abused by a former principal and a former teacher during that time decades ago. Now the teacher implicated in that report has taken his own life. Charles William Bill Butcher was 71 years old and lived in West Jefferson, North Carolina. In a statement, Carolina Friends School principal Mike Hannes wrote, in speaking with his niece, who had been unaware of the situation at Carolina Friends School, she asked us to convey her deep sorrow for those who may have been harmed. We know that the effects of child sexual abuse are far-reaching for all involved. Also, we are mindful of Bill's expression of deep remorse and desire to contribute to healing. We are sorry for the loss of opportunity for our community and for him to pursue some measure of restorative justice. We will continue to hold in the light Bill's family and friends and all those affected by the terrible events of 40 years ago. Funeral arrangements are being handled by Hampton Funeral Home in Boone. His obituary reads in part, "In the course of his life, Bill helped a great many people, but he also hurt some of the very ones he was helping. To those who have been injured, Bill would have wanted you to know of his deep remorse to his last breath." The Orange County Commissioners will approve a $200 million budget tonight, one that's expected to come with a 2-cent property tax rate increase. After weeks of back and forth over school funding, the commissioners agreed last week to increase the tax rate and spend nearly $1 million worth of fund balance reserves to fully fund both the Orange County school system and the Chapel Hill Carborough school system's budget requests. The budget also provides employees with a cost of living pay increase and raises the minimum county wage from $10.97 to $12.76 per hour. Commissioners meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. The Carborough Board of Aldermen has a busy agenda at its town hall meeting tonight. One of the items is a resolution to adopt the $21.3 million budget for fiscal year 2014-15. As part of that package, there will be a vote to approve bonuses of either $500, $1,000, or $1,500. For town employees based on annual performance reviews. The resolution states that the Board of Aldermen desires to provide all town employees an annual salary at or above the local minimum housing wage. The board will also vote on whether to approve a 2% cost of living salary increase for all full-time and part-time town employees, as well as appointed employees and elected officials. The meeting begins at 7:30 tonight at Town Hall, located at 301 West Main Street in Carborough. And in news around town this morning, the Alliance for Historic Hillsborough needs your help to clean up the Old Town Cemetery downtown. On June 7th, more than 50 volunteers came out to help clean up the cemetery, trimming trees, weeding, and removing overgrown vines. In the process, they rediscovered several forgotten graves, including that of Abigail Brown, buried back in 1835. A second cleanup day is scheduled for Saturday, June 21st, from 9 a.m. until noon. Bring gloves, shears, rakes, and brushes, and wear long pants, long sleeves, and closed-toed shoes. Established in 1757, the Old Town Cemetery is located at the intersection of Churton and Tryon Streets in Hillsborough. And the eco-friendly store Twig is expanding, and they're marking the occasion with a 2-week celebration. From June 20th through July 5th, Twig is hosting a variety of events and festivities, including Kids Day on Saturdays with puppet shows and a pedal-powered carousel. Say that three times really fast. Twig is located at 99 South Elliott Road. It's been open for more than 6 years. So congratulations to Sean Sloan and the folks over there. 7:39 at WCHL. This is Ron Stutz, and Rand Northam has just sat down in the studio here. And Rand, I know that there are all kinds of exciting things happening at our website, chapelborough.com.
There certainly are. You have that exactly correct.
Well, good. Fantastic.
Yeah. Dr. Tina LePage returns with another parenting page. She has verbal skills as a parent control tool for you, so you'll want to check that out. Hmm. Also, David Schwartz's commentary about development in Chapel Hill. He has an answer to Roger Perry's interview with Jim Hebner, a WCHL News special, and is available in our local buzz category on our website, chapelborough.com. You'll want to check that out.
And commentary heard yesterday here on WCHL.
Exactly right. And in our photo galleries, we have a bit of a special happening today. Mm-hmm. Cedar Ridge graduation photos are posted, but we have a second gallery on our website today as well. Moonshine Tasting at the Carolina Inn is our second gallery today, so you'll want to check those out. And again, a reminder, as I mentioned yesterday, we've got five local high schools, two in the Orange County system, three in the Chapel Hill-Carrboro City School system, and we will have all five of those graduations posted throughout the week. This week, if you missed yesterday's, was Orange High School, and today Cedar Ridge High School. So we'll hit the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools throughout the rest of the week this week.
I can't imagine a student who graduated or a parent or somebody in that student's family not wanting to go to those galleries and check them out, because you might see yourself there. You might see your student.
Yeah.
Those are a lot of fun.
Very true. So that's just a preview of what's available on our website, chapelboro.com. And you can find it all with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
All right. Very well done. Rand will be back with traffic in just a few minutes here on WCHL 741. And coming up next, today's commentary from Jane Salemson. We've been talking about parking and getting towed recently in our community. Long discussion the other day with Aaron Keck and Mayor Mark Kleinsmith about that. And Jane Salemson relates an experience she had not too long ago getting towed. At least it was in the middle of the day, but it was still a really bad experience.
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
It takes practice to become tobacco free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee, who utilize our nicotine dependence program, know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
At the UPS Store, we love printing. Large format flyers, professional presentations and manuals, banners, bumper stickers, basically anything you might need. We do it all from start to finish. And now we have three convenient options to make the process even easier for you. Submit your print job by email or by visiting our new online print website at upsstoreprint.com, and we'll quickly have it ready for you to pick up. Or simply bring your materials to one of our local stores in Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
No lazy summer days at Durham Tech. From photography to computers, interior design to bartending, Durham Tech has a wide range of continuing education courses all summer long. Returning students, summer is a great time to meet with your advisor for fall semester. And new students, look online to schedule your mandatory Connect session. Have a question? Get it answered by phone, email, online chat at durhamtech.edu, or simply stop by and see us at our Durham or Orange County campus.
This is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Jane Salemson. I was very interested in hearing recently on WCHL a segment of the discussion between Aaron Keck and Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt regarding towing, and will listen to the full conversation on chapelboro.com regarding the Supreme Court's ruling. My car was towed some time ago, and never having experienced this before, I was astounded at the cost and lack of consideration by the owner when I contacted him. I had an early hospital appointment, and thinking to avoid the traffic and parking that might delay me, I parked in a shopping center along the bus route and took the bus to the hospital. I returned by 10 a.m. to find my car gone. I walked around the parking lot and finally came upon a towing sign which I had not seen earlier. I called the number and was told that the car had been towed to somewhere on the Greensboro Highway beyond Carrboro, and it would cost me $180 in cash to retrieve it. It seems an outrageous amount of money. Is this usual? I asked if I could be picked up, but was told no, even though a few minutes later the tow truck passed me where I was standing on the road. Fortunately, I was able to find a friend who was available to come and take me to the ATM to get the cash and the car. We found our way out to the pound, and by then the tow truck had returned and I retrieved the car. I realize I was fortunate in that this happened during the day. I can't begin to think of having to do that after dark. This is Jane Salemson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street. Presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Princess Streeter. With rising temperatures and the kids out of school, the summertime sends many on a search for the perfect vacation. So we hit the streets to find out where you choose your getaway during the summer months.
My name is Diane Cho. I just moved here 3 months ago. Summer vacation would be in Maine, Algonquin, Maine, right on the water, on the ocean.
Cappy Hagman, anywhere in the mountains. Just love the mountains, preferably near water.
My name is Sheila Sigmund. I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Actually, right now, I am really enjoying Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Do you prefer enjoying the season with a tropical vacation, or would you rather find somewhere cooler to escape the summer heat?
Blair Burnett, Cary, North Carolina. My favorite summer vacation spot would probably be Washington, D.C., my favorite city. I know it's not the beach, but I just love to go there, hang out, relax, see the city, shop, eat, whatever, what have you.
Raul, I live in Chapel Hill, Miami.
Jim Spainauer, I live in Chapel Hill, Bald Head Island.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
74 degrees, 746.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste break guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
7:48 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full.
Thank you very much, Ron. Still seeing some slowdowns on 15501 northbound and southbound. Now between Estes Drive and Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange. Be on the lookout there. I-40 looks like it's moving smoothly now, though. And 15501 elsewhere between Manning and Raleigh Roads. Seeing some slowdowns right now as well. So be on the lookout there as you travel as well. I-40 is seeing just a slight slowdown between Apex Highway and the Durham Freeway, so you will want to be on the lookout there also. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. And the beautiful garden patio is now open for outdoor dining. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. 75 degrees, mostly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Only a 20% chance of that. Our high today in the middle 90s, though, so it's going to be a really hot day. Tonight, mostly clear, a chance of showers, and the low tonight about 70. Tomorrow, a sunny day and even warmer with the highs in the upper 90s. Oh, getting to 100. Knocking on the door. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the low 70s. And then on Thursday, we'll be in the middle 90s. So heat's not going away anytime soon. 749 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Wayne Pond is with us this morning. And Dr. Pond, I hope you're keeping cool somehow.
I'm not only keeping cool, I'm trying to stay quiet. Bronchial affliction.
Well, you don't sound too bad. You sound pretty well.
You're a sweetheart to say so. Brother, I'll tell you, at our age, it hits you, it bites you, then one let go, right?
What's this our business? Speak for yourself.
Red, you got to defend me. I mean, he's the official old man over there, right?
Over here, yes.
Well,
we have the old alumni, too. There's those.
Mm-hmm. The old alumni. Is that a redundancy? I'm trying to figure that one out.
I don't know.
That's a good point.
All right. Well, I got a dandy for you this morning here. I guess I must have been...
I don't know. We have lots of young alumni, too. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
I must have been dreaming or daydreaming about the Claude Rains character in Casablanca.
Uh-huh.
Because I landed on the word commissaire. Commissaire. C is in cat, COMMISSAIRE. Commissaire. Does this ring any of your cinematic bells, Ron Boy?
None whatsoever.
Well,
How about you, Rand?
Sounds French to me.
Yeah.
Well, it is French, as a matter of fact. It is a noun, a senior police officer in France, or an official, according to the wordsmith, at a cycle race.
Hmm.
So that seems that's coming down in the world considerably in one swell swoop. But there it is. Either a senior police officer or an official. Bear with me, guys, at a cycle race. So, but again, you know, the Claude Rains character, the one who has the wonderful conversations with Rick, with Humphrey Bogart. Come on, don't tell me you don't know this movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we know the movie. I just didn't remember that word.
Yeah, you're just not going to play the nostalgia game with me this morning.
Well, hey, you know me. I don't like to play games.
Unless it involves rock and roll.
Well, maybe.
There you go. All right, commissaire, there is your word of the day. I'm going to go take a breathalyzer and do my Buddhist retreat number, see if I can get better. Talk to you in the morning, all right?
All right, buddy. I hope you recover quickly. Wayne Pond's word of the day on WCHL, brought to you by Frank Street Realty. What would you call anyone else?
I don't know.
Next hour, we'll have an opportunity for you to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you Google all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Or maybe we should say Cruisers Air. I don't know what I'm talking. Commissaire, the word of the day.
Nice.
I don't think I've ever heard that word. I guess maybe I did. I watched the movie.
You're going to have to use it now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, at any rate, that's the way it goes. It is 7:53 at WCHL. And I find myself staring at the clock because it's obviously time for the clean joke of the day.
That's right.
And the excitement level has risen dramatically.
Well, I'm just wondering what Wayne Pond is doing using a breathalyzer, because he's got a totally different form of medicine than I do, but I'll check in with him later.
I think so. He's got a totally different lots of things. Well, do you have a funny joke for us today?
I have a joke. We'll see if it's funny.
Is it clean?
It is clean.
Oh, good.
Yeah. All right. Well, the strong man at the construction site was bragging that he could outdo anyone in a feat of strength. He made a special case of making fun of one of the older workmen. After several minutes, the older worker had had enough. "Why don't you put your money where your mouth is?" he said. "I will bet a week's wages that I can haul something in a wheelbarrow over to that outbuilding that you won't be able to wheel back." "You're on, old man," the braggart said. "Let's see what you got." The old man reached out and grabbed the wheelbarrow by the handles. Then, nodding at the young man, he said, "All right, get in."
I actually like that.
Not going to wheel that one back.
It's not the funniest joke I've ever heard, but it's kind of amusing.
Yeah.
Thank you. And a little sense of revenge in there, too.
Yeah, well, it was perfect, too, because you old guys were sparring at each other. So.
You old guys. That's wait a minute. All right. Thanks a bunch.
You bet.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Stephen Weber is principal at Hillsborough Elementary. He received a special honor from Bob Murado and Sarah Fallon with Orange County Animal Services.
Our school and our students are very active with animals. We are one of the few schools probably in the United States that has a Pet Pals program. Wendy Stewart, our school social worker, brought that program to our school, and at any given time, five different dogs work with our students. She owns some of them, and community members own dogs who are trained to work with students, and it's more of a therapeutic situation where students will read to the dogs or walk the dogs down the hallway and work with the animals. This is something that is unique to Hillsborough Elementary School.
Stephen Weber is today's WCHL hometown hero, but he's very quick to point out other people who deserve credit.
And we also have a few teachers, including Jane Vacchiano, first grade, who works with students and with animals. And in December, rather than raising presents for students or having a gift exchange in class, the students raised money, and they also donated dog food and animal food and beds and toys for animals.
Mr. Weber would love to share the award with everyone at Hillsborough Elementary.
I really feel like the award is something that our students and staff have earned. Our students are very much into the Pet Pals program and supporting our local community, so I'm proud of our students.
When he received this special award, he was shocked, to say the least.
There were about 200 students. We split our student assemblies in half, kindergarten through second grade and third through fifth grade, and there were about 200 students in the school's gym. I was there that day to give out certificates and awards to students for attendance and grades and other accomplishments, and there were parents in the gym to celebrate the students' accomplishments. And so when they were reading the plaque, I really was waiting for Miss Stewart, who coordinates the Pet Pals program, to come out and receive the award. And when they read my name, I was pretty surprised.
He's been principal at Hillsborough Elementary for a short period of time, but before that, he spent a half dozen years in administration with the Orange County Schools.
This job is special to me because of the students and families at Hillsborough Elementary School. Every day, you get to give a student a high five or say good morning in the parking lot, help a student throughout the day if they're having a rough day. The Pet Pals definitely help pick this student's spirits up as well, but it's just great because of the students and the families, and most importantly, the great teachers we have at Hillsborough Elementary.
Stephen Weber, he loves his job as principal at Hillsborough Elementary, and he's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Wine and Design of Chapel Hill, Durham. It's half off, $35 for evening painting class vouchers, available today until midnight for $17. Wine and Design, located at Carmel Mall in Carrboro, provides everything you need for a fun night out. Just bring a beverage of choice and your creativity. You follow along with a local artist who will teach you how to paint your chosen art piece. At the end of the night, you go home with your hand
handmade masterpiece and lots of great memories to share. It's your last chance, so gather your friends and get your art buzz on.
Cruisers brings you a look at the weather. It is going to be hot again today. High today about 95 degrees. A lot of sunshine. A chance of a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast. Guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
U.S. considers special forces in Iraq.
To help train the Iraqi army.
Two tornadoes.
Oh, my God.
Rip Pilger, Nebraska.
More than half the town is gone.
Government recipe for sodium.
New guidelines to cut salt from our food.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 275 American troops will be relied on to secure U.S. facilities in Iraq as the threat grows from Sunni militants. 175 are already there. The rest are being moved in. And Pentagon correspondent David Martin says some U.S. special forces are an option for the Obama administration.
It would be a small number, less than 100, and they would not go out into the field with Iraqi troops. They would be either at the embassy.